When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog. Hello, and welcome to another episode of the American Arts and Culture Review. My name is Whitmer Thomas, and I'm joined, as always, by my number one co-host, Clay Tatum. Hit it, Clay.
It's me on the keys, baby. This week, I'm on the keys.
We are joined by our number one guest, Hayes Davenport, and our number one audience member, Rodney Berry. Today we'll be discussing the film. We'll be discussing the film Vice, and we'll be talking about Oscar nominations, and we'll be doing other things. That's the podcast. Welcome to American Arts and Culture Review Podcast. All right. Okay. How's everybody doing today? Hayes, welcome to the podcast.
Hey,
stop.
What?
I wrote a script to introduce.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, Hayes. Okay, hit it, Clay. Do you need music?
No, I don't need. So, Hayes?
Yeah.
Try to talk as little as you can because I haven't introduced you yet. So, just as little words as you can. What type of music do you like?
Quiet.
So let me go through my Rolodex here and I think I found something. Okay, so hey, what's not yet, my guy? I had to read my freaking script.
Oh, okay.
So to introduce movie man Hayes Davenport, mm-hmm. I actually wrote a screenplay to give you an idea of what type of person he's like. So let me start this screenplay. Interior, Batman's house, day. Batman, age 40, is listening to his Bose headphones while smiling ear to ear. Right then walks in the Joker, age 23, wearing a big frown. Batman looks up to the Joker and says, "Hi, Joker. Why so serious?" Joker frowns even more and replies, "What makes you so happy, Batman?" Batman pauses and thinks, then replies, "You want to know where I got this smile? I got it from listening to the Hollywood Handbook.
Great.
You want to check it out?" The Batman then hands over his Bose headphones, smiles, and says, "Let's put a smile on that face." So let's put a smile on your face, and let's introduce, from Hollywood Handbook, and fan of quiet music, Hayes Davenport.
Hey, Hayes. Oh, welcome, Hayes.
Thank you, guys. So, that's really nice. That was such a great introduction. Do you know, like, that's so crazy, because you know I do a lot of movie stuff. Do you, like, know that a lot of that is from the next Batman movie? Not, like, the Hollywood Handbook stuff, obviously.
Huh?
But the new Joker is, like, they're doing, like, young Joker.
Okay, let me do some.
Whoa. It's Taylor Lautner.
No.
Oh, wow. Yes, he's the new Joker.
He's the new Joker?
Yes.
Who's directing it?
They are gonna get. Okay, so this is like a little bit confusing.
Yeah. Let me play some confusing music.
Okay.
Oh, good. Could you do a jazz pop tinge? Yeah, okay, great.
It's the guy, it's whoever is like on set at the time, because when they built the house, they didn't build any doors. And so they have all the cameras in there and stuff, but nobody can get out. And the director is outside the house.
Okay, so they accidentally locked the director out.
Yes.
Oh, so they just...
And so he is, like, yelling stuff in, but he can't see what's happening.
Oh, that's really interesting.
On the set. He's out, yeah, he is directing from... He is what's called an outside director.
Yeah.
Where he is directing from outside of the property.
Yeah, but he has to yell really loud.
Yes.
Which is why directors hold the megaphone.
Yes, thank you.
Yes.
And sometimes they are on those cranes so they can get up and see in the window.
Oh, yeah.
But it's mostly the actors describing what they are doing. Mm. And then he is like, okay, maybe do this instead.
Okay. Well, that's really fun. What's the director's name, though?
The director, okay, so it's kind of quiet because, like, it's hard to hear because he's so far away.
Oh, are you on set? Or are you just...
You're in the house?
Yes, yeah.
You got out.
So I got out of the house because I can climb.
Because you're good at climbing.
I'm playing Batman. Did I not say that?
No, I didn't know that.
I thought you knew because you got my age right.
You're 40.
He's 40.
Yes.
No. Yeah, he's 40.
Yes. So I am Batman. And it is kind of a This Is 40 style
Batman,
Batman that is more about... Starting a label, yes.
Yeah. Does he be Batman or does he be starting a label?
Being obsessed with Graham.
Yeah, so let's play some indie music.
Graham.
So Batman's trying to figure out if he wants to be authentic and own this kind of music on a label.
Yes, and he's wondering if he's going to have to sell the house.
The famous Wayne Manor?
Yes.
That's sad.
With no doors.
Yes.
Dang. Okay, well, I really look forward to it. And when can we see
that? How much should I be interacting with Rod? I just want to, like...
You can interact with him as much as you
like. Okay, because he's the number one audience member.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
But
on Wait Wait, for example, they are not...
Well, because Wait...
Yeah, audience, well, I mean, on Wait...
I just want to say, like, on Wait Wait...
They talk to everyone. They go, hey, audience, make up a joke.
They don't do that.
They do it.
No, they don't. I promise you, they never have the audience make up a joke.
No.
Ever.
How do you think they get those jokes on that show?
So, it's all audience. The audience writes all the jokes.
And the guys it's all improv on stage. Those guys are making all that stuff up. They make up the crazy facts when they're doing like fake facts, that when they're playing the game Fake Facts.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That is made up by Roy Blunt Jr.
What?
And he'll whisper to the other guy, you know. Like if they can't think of something, Roy Blunt Jr. Whisper something to them.
So the audience whispers to my man.
No, the audience the audience is just listening to and enjoying.
I thought the audience,
they're laughing. Rod is laughing an audience member.
That's kind of the only difference between our show and Wait Wait Don't.
Wait Wait.
Is that the audience is talking and is a huge part of the show.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's kind of the main only difference between our show and
Wait Wait.
Okay.
Hold
up. They're the same shows.
Yeah.
Okay.
What have we seen?
I just wonder why you can have Rod just be like a guest because you do have two other people here who are basically like an audience.
Just because
you have an engineer and apprentice engineer and they are not laughing.
Let me play some audience music.
Rod is a really supportive friend.
Right.
Okay.
That's why I'm here. I'm very supportive of my boys.
And he pays.
I love them.
Yeah.
You pay.
He gives us a small fee.
Money.
Okay.
He drives us and he feeds us on the way. And
all true.
And he's just nice and And we like to see how his hair is growing every week.
Okay.
Yeah, it's growing.
Right now it's
growing
pretty
good.
Very good. Yeah. And so that's why number one audience member is Rod.
Hey, hold up. What have we seen this week?
Film-wise?
Yes, sir.
Well, we saw, all of us, we all went and together saw Vice.
We saw Vice. Vice. Four of us saw Vice.
Directed by famous comedy man, Adam McKay.
So this movie is like a slapstick, silly.
No,
like,
that's where you're wrong, Clay.
Okay.
This film is a kind of like when it's called about politics, it's like a documentary.
Yes, okay.
Right, Ron?
But did you notice, we were sort of talking about this after, it is a serious movie, but he does...
Doof.
It is take some stuff from his comedy. Like, he's trained in comedy, and he pulls stuff from that, like Crazy Nose.
Yeah, he does Crazy Nose in it.
Absolutely.
So that's what's good about Adam McKay doing serious movies. He does the serious movie, but he adds in the funny stuff,
too.
So
if I was going to do music, I would do something slightly silly, but mainly serious.
Yeah, serious, but with the funny stuff,
with
too.
With the silly... Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so the movie opens up on young Dick Cheney, who...
What'd you say to me?
Young Dick Cheney, who was vice president in the 90s. Mm-hmm. No?
Huh?
Not yet.
Okay, but this takes place in the 40s?
At least the 40s.
Okay,
and he's scooting around on his car, drunk driving, and playing with electrical things.
It's the 40s. It's subtle about saying it's the 40s, but you can tell it is because everyone is so old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how the number one way you can tell in this film...
But it takes place a long time ago. That's where old people are from.
Yeah, old people are from the 40s,
yes.
And this is in 40s. So he's scooting around his car. Clearly he's been beaten up by a friend or a foe.
Yeah.
And the cop pulls him over and says, sir,
you're under arrest because of your choices, and that's
for getting beaten up.
Yeah,
which you could be back then instead of the guy. Now it's if you beat them up.
Yeah, that's
now when, you're in trouble.
Right, but back then
let's play some fight music.
You get in trouble for losing the fight.
Yes,
yeah, and that's how it should.
And
be.
that is probably how it should.
You should discourage people losing fights instead of what we're doing now is basically rewarding it.
Yeah, exactly.
And we're punishing people for winning the fight.
And see, Hayes knows this stuff because Hayes is really into
politics.
He's like
a political junkie.
Yes,
he's like
a political junkie. Guy. I love political.
Which, wait, if you don't know what that means my man loves Trump.
That's not true. I don't love Trump. I love every politician.
Okay, if you love Trump,
but I also love every other politician.
He's like all of us in America.
Yes.
You can't find him on the left, you can't find him on the right, you find him right in the center.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
let's play some centrist music.
Okay, so when I see him,
you play the keys in the middle of the board. Those are my favorite ones.
So right when you see this guy Dick Cheney getting arrested, I'm immediately thinking, well, this is one of Adam McKay's serious films because there's cops in it.
Yes.
And so he goes to his wife, who says, "You need to change your choices."
Right.
And that's when Dick Cheney decides to be George Bush's vice man.
No, not yet.
Oh, what? What is it?
Well, he got kicked out of Yale, or what? Some Ivy League school, whatever.
Yeah,
and then he's like working electrician, and then he's got to go back to school.
Have you seen the shirt, the sweater that says Kale?
That's fucking funny.
That's exactly,
and it looks exactly the same.
And that's what Adam McKay's directing style is.
It is presented serious,
but there's the silly stuff in there.
It's perfect mixture.
Just one
silly
little
and serious.
Yes, and the K is sort of the crazy nose of the sweatshirt.
Uh-huh. Yes. Okay, so this is where he goes to a fancy political place and gets.
We're gonna
job.
Do the entire movie.
Yes.
Okay.
He gets a job working for Rupert Rumsfeld.
Yes.
Who?
Rubby Rumsfeld
is there.
Rubby's there.
And Rubby Rumsfeld has these crazy ideas, and he talks about dicks and pussies and stuff. And Dick Cheney's like,
"Okay, I'm horny.
I need work for that guy."
Do we have to? Is there anything we do about that, or is Clay just allowed to be horny?
No, Clay can be whatever he wants.
Let me play some sensual music.
Yeah, well, he's got to get sensual. Ready?
Clay's
wait,
the
wait, 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 please, for the love of God, let me play some horny music. Let me really get horned up. Okay, everyone, quiet.
Okay, great. So,
talk really sexy.
He's working for Ravi Rumsfeld, and Ravi is doing all kinds of sneaky little things and teaching Dick. He's teaching Dick how to be a sneaky little dick. And so, then Dick's wife is so happy for him, and Ravi is so proud of his buddy.
I'm done.
Okay, I'm done.
Oh, good.
And so then...
this movie is supposed to be from such a funny director.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The funniest way to call a movie like this is Dick, unfortunately, or he did that movie.
Yeah, I did it with Richard Nixon.
Yeah.
Right. Now, we have a couple of tricky dicks in the White House at some point.
Yes.
Now, you know that with your political.
Yep, and I don't like to get into that, calling people that sort of thing, because as I said, I like them all, and so
so there's none that you
no
don't
one
want.
Is being I'm not gonna be calling anyone tricky on this show,
so
I don't know if that's the kind of thing that you brought me here to do is say that anyone say is this, tricky or sneaky or anything, but
Whit
I will
did say
not.
This he said, "I'm gonna get Hazel on the podcast and we're gonna get him."
No,
I can tell that he's getting at me already.
We're going
to
throw some gotchas at him.
Yes.
And he's just going to fall in my fucking trap.
Clay, you're supposed to be my best friend and you're doing this to me right now.
No, and I know people love listening to a show and hearing secrets about who is tricky and sneaky.
Okay, well, fine. What are some of the more honorable qualities that Dick Cheney had, just so we can clear the air here?
We're from the political master and we'll play some political music.
Okay. Well, you can see in the movie, he's very good at getting from one place to another.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
He's very good at being in the car, being like not making any kind of scene while he's in the car, just like riding very nicely and staying in his seat.
How many times have you seen this movie?
Okay, all
right. This is the thing, and that's a directorial choice too. Adam, if you notice in the Adam McKay movies, No one is ever trying to get up in the front seat when they're in the back.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah. All right, that's a good point.
They're fine with the back seat.
You know what? I really hope we can... that, to me, did clear the air, and my opinion is very different. I'm sorry that I was trying to be
and
a sneaky guy.
And you find that it's actually easy to say nice things about people when you work very hard.
Yeah, and it's clear that you have, and yes. You pay a lot of attention, and you're right. At no point did Dick Cheney sit in middle seat and decide to switch to passenger front
seat. To try and climb up into the front
seat. He didn't want to... That's
not even
clearly
once.
He probably thought, well, that would
and
be...
And it didn't even look like... It honestly didn't even look like to me he cared about being in the front.
I mean, at no point do I even recall him kind of like rolling window down and rolling window back up again.
Yes.
In a short kind of...
I have people saying, who's getting shotgun?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there was the, yeah, you're right.
And so that is actually very funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Reference
to how he shoots.
To the movie. And so that is the kind of funny political joke.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
That, like, who's getting shotgun?
Well,
we could do like a... It's like a joke about his friend... called that out, and Dick Cheney was like, okay,
and shot
that,
him in
it
the
was
face.
Misunderstanding.
It's, so yeah. That is brings us to the next part in the movie, which happens in the very beginning, is Dick Cheney shoots the guy in the face. And
that's the first thing.
And then that's when Dick Cheney decides to make George Bush run for his president.
The president.
And yes. So George Bush eats some chicken wings, and he has big nose on, which
yes,
is where
crazy.
The comedy,
oh
my comedy stuff.
Yes.
And he goes, and he runs for president, and he wins, and Dick Cheney's happy, and then at that point, you realize his daughter is gay, and Dick mm-hmm. Cheney says, "I still love you, son." Mm-hmm. I mean, I still love you, hun.
Okay.
And then
wow,
wow. Sorry.
Do you want to say anything about that? Do you want to sort of get out ahead of that?
That was a slip.
This is classic political.
Because I'm on edge because I'm talking politically today, which I'm not mm-hmm. usually doing, I did a slip. I meant to say hun, and I said son. And I apologize to our listeners, and I think that you all know that I'm a good guy, and everyone's on my side.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have faith.
Let's just say you went this real quick. Let me just write this down real quick. Wit is canceled.
Oh, crap.
So let me just take a note
Sorry,
of that.
Just a note so we can just have it down, because it's so easy
what
to forget
that?
Stuff if you don't write it down.
Yeah. Well, what does wit is canceled mean?
What does canceled mean that you fucked up and there's no coming back from fucking up that much, and so now you're just going to have to hide the rest of your life?
Well, what if I apologize?
No.
Hmm. Well, okay, I will say this. Let me play some music to really score this. I don't like to go on the left. I don't like to go on the right. I like to sit right down the center and see everyone's perspective. Mm-hmm. So let me see Wit's perspective right now. Wit, why did you have such a big flub?
Because I'm different. I think I'm all the way left, and I'm really... Like Hayes, I'm pretty good with politics stuff.
Okay.
And
political expert, there is a teaching moment in here, which is when there's a story from Jimmy Carter.
Yeah.
When he was campaigning to be president, he called a lesbian son.
No.
Yes, he did. He did exactly what you did.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And he did an interview in Playboy.
Okay.
And he said, like, he just made very clear.
He said this. Hubba, hubba.
He said that? And what did that do for him?
He's got him horny as hell.
He showed that he loved women as well.
As well.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's my exact stance.
So let me ask you right here, right now.
What?
Do women get you horny?
I think it would really help with if you would say this
right, Whit,
now in this moment
that.
As someone who's like observed the political scene for a long time.
Wait.
I think it would really be helpful to you right now if you would say, and not even just yes, if you would say in like a very convincing way that women get yes.
Okay, wait, let me ask you, and please spare
and
no,
say why.
Yeah, please, Whit. Spare no detail. Do women get you horny?
Yes, women get me horny.
Okay, and now if you could just explain why.
Because of the way they look.
Okay.
Their body.
Wait, I don't know. This is too broad. What's the horniest thing about a girl? Like, really? Hey, let's do it. Let me play some. Wait. Hold up. Shut up for 1 second. God damn it. Let me play
He's helping you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to. Okay, I'm
going to play a horny track.
I'm lighting a candle.
And it's just so crazy because I came on the show to talk about movie and politics.
Right. But let's just get this out of the way. I'm lighting some candles. I'm going to play the sexiest song I could find on my keyboard. And wit, do women make friends?
Yes. Women make me horny. I like the things that they have. Their
what do they have?
Boobs.
And?
Butt.
And?
Vagina.
Woo! Wow. That was, and I know that wasn't
brave.
Easy.
That was brave, man! Brave!
This is why he's my best friend, because he's the bravest one in the room!
So I'm not canceled?
He can talk about the boobies, the vagina, you can talk about the butt.
Yeah, okay, good. So that brings me to the next point in the film.
Go off.
At the end of the, at the end of the film, Dick Cheney's daughter is running for governor of Alaska, or Wyoming, or something.
Mm-hmm.
And no one will vote for her because her sister is gay.
Mm.
And so it's this moment where you'd think, okay, it's time for them all to go, well, guess what? Fuck off, because I love my sister and I love my daughter anyway. And then Dick Cheney does the opposite and he goes, we don't support our daughter being gay. And then the daughter, the gay daughter's sister says, I don't support my daughter, my sister being gay. Yeah. And then she wins, I think. And then that's the end of the movie.
Hey, welcome. Hey, this is Clay Tatum. I'm interrupting this great podcast. So let me hold for a beat so you can catch up from laughing.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Okay, you probably stop laughing by now. And wait, you're gonna do an ad. Tell me what type of music I should do for this working.
This is a delicious ad.
Delicious music. Okay, let me do some delicious.
With a jazz pop tinge, please.
Some jazzy delicious music.
Thank you. Okay, well, we've been very fortunate to be sponsored by the delicious HelloFresh. HelloFresh is a meal kit delivery service that shops, plans, and delivers step-by-step recipes and pre-measured ingredients.
Huh?
Yeah, Clay, you could cook this stuff, eat it, and enjoy.
I can cook it.
Yeah. I don't know about you, but my 2019 goal was just to enjoy delicious home-cooked meals. And now that I have HelloFresh...
That was mine.
I know. We're best friends. We had the same goals. But now that we have HelloFresh, we can do that stuff. Okay, Clay?
Go off, King.
This stuff is delicious and it's easy and no, guess what else it is?
What is it, baby?
This stuff is fresh, man. It's pre-measured ingredients and easy to follow 6-step pictured recipe cards, and they're delivered straight to your door each week in a special insulated box. And it's good that this box is insulated if you're concerned with the food.
Your mouth is watering so much it falls in the box.
Right. This box keeps that food tight.
Yes.
And it's delicious, man. This stuff is really good. Earlier we might have been talking about that pasta.
Or maybe we haven't. But
maybe we haven't. Either way, if we've been talking about delicious food. That's this HelloFresh stuff, man. This stuff is delicious. And there's 3 plans to choose from. You got your classic, which, has
classic
some...
is like a Martin Scorsese film when he goes and eats the pasta with his mommy.
Yeah. You got the veggie, which is like more
veggie,
of an art film.
More the art film that goes outside, like the Gus Van Sant movie where the girl kills herself in a Japanese suicide forest.
Right. Well, maybe less like that and more like a movie like Good Will Hunting from Gus Van Sant, which is like ends up kind of having like an uplifting, nice ending. In a way, depending what way you want to look at it. And then there's Family, which is a family movie, like Secret Life of Pets.
Okay.
And those are the options that you get to switch between. So that means you can, whatever plan you pick, you can feed whatever type of person or people you want to feed.
Yes.
You can switch between it, too, if your tastes change. And that's what's really fun. I think that this is a good
product. There's a promo code, my baby.
Well, yeah, but I'm telling you, man, I just want to say I think this is a really good product. I'm not the type of guy who cooks a lot, but when I get this stuff on my door,
I like it.
I make the stuff.
Yeah.
And it motivates me to just sit back,
really selling me
listen to some tunes, and make some food.
You feel like Aziz Ansari making that food. This is something that you don't. I don't.
We can't talk about.
I'm sorry. Let's go, baby. Come on.
The committed. Good man committed a sexual assault.
Wait, is he? Oh yeah. Oh boy.
While selling an ad.
Okay.
So, you know, Clay, my pal, I love cooking this stuff, and I think our audience really like cooking it, too. So, I'm going to urge the audience to go to the HelloFresh website right now, HelloFresh.com, and do a /AACR80. That's AACR80, and you're going to get yourself $80 off of the first month just by going to HelloFresh.com/AACR80. Do it, and be cool.
Thank you so much, baby. Now back to the podcast, baby. Let's go.
An interesting thing about the movie to me, which is they never talk about the Iraq War.
You're right.
In the whole movie.
In the whole one.
And instead, everyone in the audience has to go to the bathroom.
Right. Well, that's okay. So that is a good part. So often,
and I don't know the effect, how they do this effect. There were like different things throughout movie history because I am a movie
man.
Yes. They have different like smell-o-vision and stuff where they like do effects like and make your seat move around and things like that. But this, the effect in this movie of everyone in the audience like being made to feel that they have to go to the bathroom. That's the most immersive reality experience I will ever have at the moment.
So, yeah, everyone left right around that Iraq war, like, where that would be.
Where it would normally
be. And that's
when
they had to go do their mid-movie pee-pee.
And right honestly, before. I think that was like a political statement. Didn't you guys sort of feel this way, that the Iraq war is the bathroom?
It's the bathroom,
for sure.
It's
absolutely.
It's either poop or it's pee.
Yeah.
And so often in the middle of the movie, Clay will have to get up because he needs to get his mid-movie burger.
Okay, yeah.
And so that will often... It's
my mid-movie medium rare burger.
Yeah, so it's difficult for Clay to watch.
What was the thing? What was the thing you said before burger?
Medium rare burger?
Oh, medium rare
burger. He gets a mid-movie medium rare burger.
No, okay.
And then because of that burger, he often misses chunks of the film because he likes to eat the burger.
And you have to go, you have to go to a college cafeteria to get it.
I have my college card.
He has his college card. He goes to the college cafeteria and gets his mid-movie medium rare burger. Uh-huh. And he has to eat it there because he doesn't like carrying around that soggy cold burger.
And the tray.
And then he enjoys...
You aren't allowed to have the tray at the movies.
No, he can't bring the tray. And so then he comes back to the movie to watch...
Hang out the quad!
Yeah, so he comes back to the movie to watch, but he often misses chunks, and this is a classic situation. But this is why he said, I really like Vice because of the bathroom.
The bathroom.
Yeah.
Because that bathroom sort of gave him an opportunity instead of to go to pee or poop.
To have to go back to college.
He could go back to
pee. He could actually just do it during the movie, at the movie bathroom.
Right. Well, and because some people did take a poop.
Yes.
And Clay noticed.
Let's talk about that. I think we should definitely. Okay, so that's a conversation.
For me personally, when I poop, it is longer than pee.
Yes.
I am sitting there for minutes sometimes doing poop, whereas pee is maybe a minute. So Clay took it upon himself during those poop minutes that some people were taking to go get his mid-movie burger.
I think you should explain. I've also done podcasting for a long time, and you have to be sort of clear about the stuff that you say.
He's
the poop is not like longer in length than the pee.
If you lined up, if you put the pee in the line, that's a long sucker.
That's so
Clay,
long.
Right, Clay
that's
true. Is right.
See, and people are going to listen and think that you are lying.
Yeah.
And then they're going to wonder, was he lying about being horny for
being horny about the vagina.
Yeah. You're right.
Yeah, you gotta
so
be careful.
If you're to piss down a pipe, if you're to pee down a pipe, the pee would fill up the pipe. And
if you pee down a pipe, the pee would be longer than the poop.
Yeah. And the poop would, and then if you're to stretch out that poop, but if you are to
stretch
to kind of hammer out the poop and the
I will
you
say this.
Could smooth
Wade
it out.
Wade does have a point.
Yeah.
If let's say you pee in a shot glass and then let's say you poop but you stomped on it and then you like strung it out.
Yeah.
What's longer? This is why I'm a centrist.
I see, but Hayes is not. Hayes isn't a scientist. He's a political man.
That's true.
This is where you can see me sort of hitting. You see the look in my eyes where I'm like, uh-oh, I'm sort of a little bit out of my depth here.
Yeah.
This is not my thing. I am political junkie. I am movie man.
Yeah,
right.
So I guess we should just move on from this.
No, I'm done with my review. So what do you give those?
Well.
You're done with your review?
Yeah, I just
Well, I mean, we hit all the.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we got all the points.
I think it's pretty obvious. I love this movie. I think the performances are really good. I think Christian Bale did his acting the best.
He did do his acting.
Yeah,
that was really great.
I think all the guys in it, Gary Oldman and the rest of the crew were.
You say that Gary Oldman. I don't know. I heard you pronounce it.
Yeah.
Gary.
What did you say?
Oldman.
Gary Oldman? No, it's Gary Oldman.
Sorry. Okay, so Gary Oldman was really good.
He was just canceled. He's really flustered.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Sorry. This is the trying time for me. He was really good. So I think obviously, you know, Amy Adams was dynamite as her actor, and I'd say that's why I give it 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10. That's so funny. I was saying exactly the same time. 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10? Yeah. Why?
So, Hayes, you give this a 10 out of 10. What's a perfect score? You can't get a better score than that.
Yeah. So let me really think about why I want to give it a score.
Well, let me tell you your experience.
Okay.
You sat down and you're like thinking about all this political crap, and you go, "Oh God, another movie I have to sit through."
Yes.
And then once you see,
because I'm political junkie and I am movie man.
You're
but
a movie
I
man.
These are your two worlds colliding.
And then,
yes.
Once
That's
you
a lot.
See,
and
Doctor,
that, imagine how that much that would hurt.
Yeah.
And then the absolutely. Movie starts with the president saluting the American flag, and you said, I'm going to like this movie. Sir, yes, sir. I'm going to like this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Is and that what happened?
Is that what happened?
Yes. Okay. That's so weird. That's exactly what I was going to say. It was my two worlds colliding, and I sit down, and I'm like, oh, I got to sit through another one of these movies.
But you didn't. You
then
stood
the,
up and saluted
the movie.
The whole
turns
movie.
On, and yes, the president is saluting the American flag, and I say, sir, yes, sir.
Yeah.
I'm going to like this movie.
And that's why you give it 10 out of 10.
Yes, yes.
Okay, what about you, Rod?
Oh, yeah, it's absolutely Adam McKay. Really, just he did it again. And this is just my favorite movie, and I have to give it a 10 out of 10 for sure.
That's a perfect score.
That's so weird that, I mean, that there's one thing I disagree with you on when you say that he did it again, because to me, he did this movie for the first time.
That's true.
And that
right,
he,
no. I did look
and
it up.
That he had never done
that
before.
Movie. He never done this movie before.
Yes.
No, I just, he made it.
So it sounds like Rod is canceled.
He hit it out of the park again.
Rod, what's your
And
part?
That is like a pretty big accusation to level at someone that is honestly like kind of at the top of the industry that he did a movie twice and tried to convince everyone that he was.
Wait. Hey. Let's find ourselves in the middle here. Rod, do you like vagina?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
It's pretty easy.
I did that too. I did the liking.
Okay, but we really had to drag it out of you.
Yeah. Okay, but really, what does Clay Tatum think? And what is he going to score this movie? Is this a keeper or a stinker?
What kind of music do you think, Clay?
You tell me, man.
Well, for this movie, I'd say something kind of like throwbacky vintage, but with a jazz pop tinge.
Okay, throwbacky vintage with a jazz pop tinge. I don't think I can do something like that.
I said tinge. I just want to make sure as you're. And you said twinge, so I just don't want any miscommunication.
I said jazz pop tinge.
Yes.
And I want to say twinge. And I think this song has best of both worlds with twinge and tinge. Here we go, baby. Hello, my name is Clay Tatum. This is my review of was 2001 Vice, now 2019. The movie starts off as the 40s. This is 40. And this is really funny centrist comedy. Rubby did it to Dick. Yummy. Bush loves greasy chicken, then he's the president. Hashtag wit is canceled. Wait, he likes vagina? Never mind. Never brought Iraq. That is really good. It's really good. Pee is maybe a minute, but poop is longer, but shorter. And for all that, that's the whole movie. That's the description and my thoughts on the movie. And because of all that, I give this movie a 10 out of 10.
Wow. That's, so altogether, that's 10 out 10. Plus 10
plus 10.
Well, no, 10 out of 10 is 20.
Plus 10 plus 10, so this is 40.
This is 40.
Well, hold on, though, because plus, there's two 10s. There's two 10s.
It's, this is 40 plus this is 40, which is 80, which is a B minus, which is a perfect score.
So this is,
What else we got going on?
Well, it's Oscar Day. They announced who's being nominated for Oscars.
Wow.
Who did that?
Rod.
The Academy?
Academy.
The, yeah.
Kumail?
Kumail did it.
Kumail chose him this year.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He picked everyone.
So if you get nominated, then you get to explain who.
He did it last year as well.
Yeah.
Oh, he does. So this is just something he does.
Yes. And last year, he was doing a movie, luckily, last year.
He
was able
movie,
to say, well, obviously, I like this movie. I made it.
He really lucked out. It's a luck of the pick.
Very lucky. Yeah. Luck of the pick. Okay, well, let's go through them.
All right, well, what do you guys
let's just do the big ones.
You just want to do the big ones.
Okay, let's score those real quick.
So do you want to start with, like, what's, like, a big one?
Vice.
Vice. Just Vice?
Okay. Yeah, what did Vice get?
What's okay, let's do supporting.
So do you want to do best supporting actor or actress? Actor.
It's almost like vice actor.
Yeah.
Vice actor, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what, exactly.
So let's do best supporting actress first.
Okay, let's do actress first. Okay, so for best supporting actress, we got Amy Adams.
From Vice.
For Vice, yeah.
Okay.
So we know who's going to win.
Marina de Tavira.
What'd she say to me?
From Roma.
Oh. Okay.
Regina King, If Beale Street Could Talk.
Uh-huh.
Emma Stone. The Favorite.
Okay.
And Rachel Weisz, The Favorite.
From
so
Vice.
Another
so here's
Vice.
The thing.
There's two Vices.
Here's a toss-up. Because there's a Vice running and a person named Vice. So it's really a toss-up.
So, but it seems to me like because there's two Vices, that would mean that Vice will win.
Interesting also that if you notice in the clues, because Kumail always leaves clues.
That's true.
Just a little clue.
To who's going to win. And he said that one is his favorite one.
Oh,
did you hear
what?
That? Did you hear that? If you listen to it,
okay,
he said
so,
one of them said the name, and then says this is my favorite.
All right, let's play some favorite music.
So all right, I get what you're saying. There is two Vices, but Kumail said this is my favorite.
This is my favorite, but is he saying this is my favorite Vice, or is he saying this is my favorite Vice actress?
All right, what are we putting the money on? We got the money. What are we putting the money on?
Yes. When you got this little pile of money, and it's looking to make some friends, if you know what I mean.
Just using our clues.
This money looks like it's lonely and needs to make some new friends at school.
Yeah.
You go to a casino and you kind of say they understand what you're saying. If you kind of
that's like casino
like
cool
that.
Guy casino
yes,
talk.
Yes, and they say, oh, okay, I think I might have some new
other
friends at this money. We'll get along very nicely. With.
What are some other cool things you could say to the guy about account?
Okay,
doing
wait,
the
cards? Let's set the scene. Let's set the scene.
All right, so it's a middle of the night in Vegas. You're walking around
middle of the night, and this is when it all really goes.
And you've already said this money needs some friends.
I have already said that.
Yeah,
yes.
And you light a cigarette. Then what do you say?
So, okay, imagine this is a casino royale. Hayes is coming up. He's dapper, and he's putting some money on the table.
Okay, so I'm going to start like a different script, because with this music, yes, this is the kind of thing I would say for this music.
Okay.
I have money in my fists, and I show up to the guy with the cards, and I say, this money has been very bad. This money needs to go to the Boys and Girls Club to meet someone who can be like a good like mentor, maybe someone who's like a little bit older. Oh, who would be a better mentor at the Boys and Girls Club than Benjamin Franklin?
Wow.
And they know exactly what that means.
Supporting actress table, put your money on the table.
And so that actually tricks them because it's like a sympathetic story.
Because he wants you to win.
I'll put 40 on Vice.
And you did bring up a good political point, which is that
I'll put 40 on Vice.
Benjamin Franklin.
Yes,
is 100.
This is my political expert.
He is 100 years old.
And Ben, lived to be 100 years old.
Yes.
And that's why he's 100.
And this is why he is so wise, like Rachel Weisz, and would be such a good mentor for this money. Which is very small. They look at it, it's like very young money.
Because of old.
Yes.
Okay. So we're saying who's this?
Rachel.
So does that mean Rachel Weisz?
Yes.
Rachel Weisz? Yeah, I'm thinking Rachel Weisz.
Gotta be.
And how much money are we putting on this?
$40
$40
What is I mean? Okay, yeah, well, Rod is paying
bucks.
For this yeah. whole thing.
Well, I'm gonna. I'll just do whatever you guys say.
So Rachel Weiss.
I can do $40
Rachel Weiss for $40
This is $40
This is
This is $40
Okay, so now let's go to best actor. Okay, supporting actor.
Best supporting actor. We got Mahershala Ali in Green Book. Adam Driver in Black Klansman. Sam Elliott, A Star Is Born. Richard E. Grant. Can You Ever Forgive Me? And Sam Rockwell in Vice.
Okay. So I actually have a little insight into this. I don't even know how much I should say.
Oh, wait. Let me score it.
Mahershala is... he is the true detective.
Yeah.
Oh.
And he's going undercover.
What?
At the Oscars.
What? Doing what?
To find out who did it.
Who did it?
He is.
We're going to figure it out.
So some of these guys are not even... So he's working with Kumail.
What?
And some of these guys didn't even do the best job.
Oh, wow.
What?
But does he know who did the best job?
That doesn't matter to him. He is undercover. He only cares about the case.
He's a centrist.
He doesn't even, yes.
He's deep undercover.
He doesn't even like movies anymore. And like at his old friends are like, I don't even know you anymore. You don't even care about movies. You only care about the case.
So
yes.
He's undercover at the Oscars.
He's undercover at the Oscars.
Figuring out the case.
And he has an arrangement with Kumail where Kumail has nominated some people for the Oscars who are suspects.
Wow.
And who didn't? We're not even in the movie.
What? Okay.
So say some of the people again.
Okay. Okay. So Adam Driver, Sam Elliott, Richard E. Grant.
He was not.
He was not in the movie.
Yes.
Okay. That's obvious.
Sam Rockwell.
Wow. Okay. You say it now. It just slid right by me before.
I'm such
now
a fucking pawn.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, and so maybe they'll be like they'll say that one of them won. Uh-huh. To see if when they get the Oscar, they are so excited they confess.
I'm such a dumb.
Yeah, because once you get up on that stand,
you're like you just want to be like, I tricked all of you. I did it.
I killed him.
Okay, yeah, so but
it's not a murder. It's not like it's not a murder.
So we don't think anyone actually will. But who do we
at that point? Well, we will probably not. People will probably not be that interested. It's hard to go back and talk about like movies and stuff.
Well, we think that Richard E. Grant.
Okay, yeah,
will win, but will be
yeah. So, but okay, for the case, like for the reasons of the case.
So because due to this conspiracy, yes, we think that it will be Richard E. Grant who is the one who gets to accept the award.
Accept the award, how yes, and then he will be. Put in a citizen's arrest.
I'll definitely put $100 on that.
$100 And this is because of Kumail and Mahershala Ali.
This is the arrangement that they have. They will shake hands after a job well done when this man is arrested, and he receives due process for his crime.
And they'll possibly celebrate post Oscar burger. Yeah.
Yes.
Let me play some sneaky.
Absolutely.
Yes.
In and out.
Let me play some sneaky music.
That is the best Oscar food.
Just imagine. My personal fantasy is winning that Oscar in my tux with that heavy gold statue and just going to In and Out and vegging out.
Yes.
Let's go, Ali!
What's your personal Oscar?
And the
Oscar?
Guy with his little hat is like, oh, here's your burger, you normal guy.
I'm just like everybody else. I like burger.
Yeah, and you're like, actually, you were right the first time. That is who I am. I am the normal guy.
Yeah, I'm the normal guy. All right, Rod, who's next?
Okay, we'll do best actress.
Sure.
Okay, best actress, we have Yalitza Aparicio. From Roma?
That is great. I was really worried that you weren't going to pronounce it correctly, but you obviously did your homework, and you did a really good job.
Yeah, I did
a good
my job. Best.
Say it one more time.
Yalitza Aparicio.
Yeah.
Okay.
You do a good job.
I try. Glenn, that's from Roma. And then Glenn Close from The
that
Wife.
That is wrong. That's wrong. That one you did get wrong.
Okay. What's the right
way? It's Glennon Close.
Glennon Close.
You see how there's two the N's wife. In the first word? It's Glennon.
No, I messed up. And then we have Olivia Colman from The Favourite, Lady Gaga from A Star Is Born.
But she's a singer!
She's an actor, too.
Huh?
Who do you guys think the Masked Singer?
What's that?
Who do you guys think the Masked Singer?
Oh, I think the Masked Singer... Let me think about
this. I think it's Greg Kinnear.
What?
I've always had this like feeling that it's Greg Kinnear.
Yeah, you can tell.
Yep.
Just by like his like posture.
Yes.
It's got like a very Kinnear posture.
I had that same thought. I think Greg Kinnear is the Raven.
Yeah.
I think Dennis Quaid is the poodle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think Bill Paxton is the alien, and yes, I know what everyone's gonna say. They shot it.
They shot it
in 2005.
They did.
Yes, they did.
I didn't know about that.
Yes,
they did. So a lot of people don't know that Hayes works in TV also, so that's why he knows some of this stuff.
Yes, and it takes a long time to like put all the shots in order, to cut them up, and to put them in the
and
right
to build
order. So
the
it makes
mask.
Sense. Yes, and to build a mask. Yeah. For a show like this, yes, it takes a really long time to build the masks and then CGI them back into the show after.
They're done in post. They build them
the
in real,
in
but
post.
Then they...
Yes.
Yeah. Something. This
so
is
we
just...
know, like, yeah. If you want to go behind scenes, we know one person who did it. His Whit Stillman did one. And
Whit Stillman, yes, was one of the mass singers.
Was
as
one
well.
Of the mass singers, and he was the a golden poodle.
Yes.
And that took literally a decade to to doodle that doodle on my man Whit Stillman.
Yeah.
Yep.
So
that has been revealed. I don't think we're spoiling anything. That Whit Stillman is the golden poodle.
No, that's
poodle.
Like obvious. Everyone already knows that.
Yeah. Everyone knew he already revealed.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, who else, Ron?
The last one is Melissa McCarthy for Can You Ever Forgive Me?
Okay.
Okay.
You guys...
let's use these clues here. Okay, so earlier Kumail said...
Wait, here's a clue.
What?
So, Melissa McCarthy's going to go up on stage, and they're going to go, wait, you weren't in that movie... And then she says, "Can you ever forgive me?"
That's her, and that is her confession, for her crimes.
So that means that she's gonna win.
Oh,
wait,
so
what is her crime?
For not being in the movie.
She's just not in the movie.
She was impersonating a movie.
A movie.
I get it. Okay, I get what you're saying.
She has been going around
impersonating,
saying that she was a movie.
Yeah,
but really, she's Melissa McCarthy.
Yes,
and that's when all of a sudden she gets on that stage. She takes a pause and she says, "Can't ever forgive me." Yeah. And the audience erupts.
Yes.
So, and then she wins award, which I put $40 on.
Wins the award, which is binding.
So
and
we got $40 on this.
And then she will be taken to a citizen's prison.
Yeah.
But before she does that, she's going to get herself a burger.
Yes.
So you get the award, you go to In-N-Out.
You go with the common people and you eat with your statue.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Every time.
The actor.
And you feed it. You feed the statue the burger.
And that is fun.
Well, just for the picture.
The
just
burger's
for the
statue.
Yeah.
So best actor, we got Christian Bale in Vice.
Okay.
Bradley Cooper, A Star is Born.
Uh-huh.
Willem Dafoe, At Eternity's Gate. Rami Malek, Bohemian Rhapsody, and Viggo Mortensen.
We know who's going to win that
Green
one.
Book.
Christian Bale?
No.
But he's Batman.
I'm talking about the award. I'm talking about the movie that's sweeping up the whole award season. That's Bohemian Rhapsody. Directed by none other than the guy who wanted Whit to go to the Disney when he was 17.
No, Bryan Singer invited me famously when
this
I
is a
was...
recap.
A boy to go hang out with in his hotel at Disneyland.
Yeah.
For a nice little weekend. I asked my dad if I could go, and my dad said no.
Because it wasn't a secret.
My dad begged me not to go. Yeah. And he was.
And my man can't help sweep up all the cuties for Disney World, and he can't help but sweep up all the awards from the award season.
God.
So Bryan Singer's going to win that.
Mm-hmm.
And how much money are we going to put on that?
You betting on Bryan Singer?
That's
he is.
Right.
I mean, and but how people refer to him now is the Unmasked Singer.
So Bryan Singer's going to win for Rami Malek's portrayal of Freddie Mercury in Bohemian Rhapsody.
How much money you bet on this?
I'm going to say $72.
$72.
Oh, wow.
And he gets to eat the burger.
He gets to eat the
burger. Then he goes to burger.
And everyone loves it, because everyone loves him.
You know how people are eating these smash burgers now?
Yeah.
It's like a new way of having burgers. Do you know why that happened?
Mm-hmm. No.
It's because Aziz, when he went to get In-N-Out after winning Golden Globes, accidentally tried to eat it with a Golden Globe in his hand.
Oh.
And smash it.
Yeah.
So that's...
He's actually like, hey, this is actually... I can't do his voice, but he's actually, hey, this is actually like pretty better good. Than
because it's smushed down like the other how burgers. We meant.
Well, he smashed it down because when
because there's more burger.
No, no, he doesn't smash it down because there's more burger with. Please listen to me.
I was thinking.
Pay attention, Whit.
Pay attention, Whit. He smashed it down because it reminds him of when he was in Italy making that pasta. Pastiano. I like when he wakes up. He wakes up. He goes, I don't want to be
spaghetti
nicho. I want to make the spaghetti, and I want to make the pastiano. And so he goes to a small little town, and he goes, who's hiring a pastiano maker? And they go, you, Aziz, you're a new pastiano maker. And he goes, a pastiano. And then everyone in the Hollywood gives him a round of applause because he's such a good at the pastiano. Let's play some Italian music. I'm getting jealous.
But I thought the smash burger is because burger becomes bigger when smushed down like poop.
And again, like I said before, this is where I don't. This is where I get off. This is not my kind of thing.
He's not here to talk about volume.
Well,
yes,
that's how
we
noodle
keep coming
is made.
Back to this. I'm really trying
hold on.
To.
Let's flip it back, okay? Because noodle is backwards.
Like you would flip a burger.
Yeah, because noodle is backwards from smashing poop or smashing burger. Because noodle starts with big mound and then you whittle it down to small.
Here's some pastiano. Here's some parmigiano. Tell me what you saw with the parmigiano.
Yeah, that's enough. Thank you.
No, you need more parmigiano for the pastiano.
Is this enough yet?
It's not enough yet because this is the pastiano. This was homegrown in my apartment. The pastiano.
You have to have the parmigiano.
You grew this?
You have to. He grew the pappuccino.
That's enough pappuccino for the pastiano.
Yeah, that's enough. That's enough. Thank you.
Grazie.
Oh, grazie.
Grazie.
No, grazie to you.
Grazie. Okay, so who did? So let's do cinematography now.
Wait. You want to do cinematography?
Wait, now I gotta look up. I gotta
wait,
find.
Let's just do best picture.
No! Okay.
Okay, fine.
We have to figure out who's the best looking movie.
Okay, fine. Let's find out the best looking movie.
Okay, best cinematography.
Just rattle it off and I'll tell you the best looking movie.
In Italy, they say,
do you want to know
Cinema that? Grande.
Cinema Grande.
Okay.
8.5. That's Cinema Grande. No.
Okay, so we have The Favorite, Robbie Ryan,
right?
Never Look Away, Caleb Deschanel.
Okay, you can stop right there. Fucking Robbie did it.
All right, let's play that with how much money you put on it, Clay?
Oh, wait. How much money do we put on Aziz?
Aziz for what?
For the pastiano.
Wait, no, Aziz, he is. No, we haven't gotten to that section yet, but Aziz is nominated for Best Pastiano.
Okay, well, I guess since that's the... I didn't even know. I'd easily put $55 bucks on him.
Yeah.
I got $55 on it.
For Best Pastiano?
For Best Pastiano. Mm-hmm. It's Aziz. Okay.
It's him, Remy the Rat.
Yeah.
John Favreau the chef.
The famous chef.
Bradley Cooper, the chef.
Yes.
And Aaron,
Chef Burnt.
Aaron Eckhart and Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Yeah. Okay.
And Chuck-a-Lot.
And then Rebby did it, so how much we got on Rebby?
Wait.
How much you have on Rebby?
Wait, who's Rebby?
He's the cinematographer.
For a favorite?
Yeah.
His name was Rebby?
No, yeah. Rob. His name's Robbie.
Don't correct me, Rod.
Okay, well, I love that movie, so I put $72 bucks on it.
$72 bucks, I think.
Okay. Who's best director?
Okay, best director.
Wait, let me do some directing music.
Okay.
Go off, Rod.
Are you doing it now? Okay, so we have Alfonso Cuarón for Roma, Yorgos Lanthimos for The Favorite, Spike Lee for Black Klansman, Adam McKay for Vice, and Powell Polakowski for Cold War.
Clay?
You guys feeling?
Well, you know, feeling that Vice, baby.
You feeling that Adam McKay?
I'm feeling that.
So I actually have a little intelligence on this as well.
Okay.
Huh? You have some intel on this too?
Maybe you guys are aware. Spike Lee has his own channel, Spike TV. And he is going to be running pro Spike Lee advertising.
Oh.
During
to get the people
during the Super Bowl.
Wait. Wow.
To get everybody who's watching the Super Bowl to vote for
and
his
basically
Oscar.
Basically to brainwash them.
I wow. see.
And there will be a spinning hypnotism wheel in the ad will hypnotize everyone who is viewing the Super Bowl on his channel, which he will be showing on a slight delay.
Illegally.
Yes, but he will be showing the Super Bowl this year.
I was I did watch Bobby's Bar Flip, and there was some 40 Acres and a Mule advertising there, and it made me want to vote.
Mm-hmm. For Spike Lee.
Yes.
Okay. Which, I love Bobby's Bar Flip. Which one did you watch?
Well, there's a bar called the Dirty Don't Come In Here Bar.
And what does he do to it?
Well, he was farting and burping in there, and he wasn't selling beer. So Bobby comes in, he goes, "This is a fucking mess. You need to clean up. You need to start bar.
And you're making people sick.
You're making people sick, and you don't serve them beer. You're not a bar." And
this is not a bar, he said.
And so he brought over some 12 packs and put some tape on his mouth and butt. And then he charged for the beers, and he really flipped this bar.
And what, did they change the name of the bar?
It's the Dirty Come In Here Bar now.
Still dirty.
Wow, that's really cool.
Yeah, it was a real transformation.
I gotta check that show out.
He pulled down the don't with a rope.
Yeah. It's a
big... It was one
and you could tell that he was only doing that at the last second because he was like, turn around and like see the new bar. And when they turn around, he's still kind of like...
What are some other shows? What are some other shows that y'all
watch? It didn't
fall
on him, but it did kind of graze him on the way down. Oh, yeah.
What are some other shows that y'all like to watch on Spike TV? Yeah.
What are some of the other shows on there? There's This Is How You Will Die.
And it's really cool. It has to do with late onset heart disease.
Yeah, okay. I really like Young Boy and Girl Cook.
Hey!
Yeah. Have you seen that?
My favorite show is the Adult Horny Show.
What's that?
The Adult Horny Show is really good. It plays really... Let me play some sexy music for the Adult Horny Show.
I did the whistle on... I did the... the...
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You did
that? Does that sound familiar?
That was it.
That
so
show
good.
Is in reruns.
People
that must have been one of your first jobs.
It. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm.
That's good money.
Yeah.
The Adult Horny Show is a lot of vagina, and it's so good. You gotta watch this crap.
Well, that sounds like something I would love.
So that's our... it's Kristen Johnson playing a lot of vagina.
Yeah.
From Austin Powers.
Yes.
She plays a lot of vagina.
Austin Powers' girlfriend.
Is Austin Powers nominated for anything?
Wait, so
Oscars?
How much are we putting on Spike TV?
I mean, I'm looking through
57.
Austin Powers, interestingly, is nominated for Best Pastanino as well.
So how much money are we putting on Spike TV, my guy?
I said 57.
Okay,
bucks.
I heard you then.
Okay, bucks. So now that's for Best Picture?
No, that was Director.
Best Director.
Okay,
so
now you guys want to do Best Picture?
Yes,
this is the one. Okay,
this is for the whole Pastanino.
This is the whole Pastanino. Let's play some really intense music. Let's go, boy.
Okay, so the first nominee is Black Panther. Then we have Black Klansman.
Okay.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
I think I know who's going to get it.
The Favorite. Green Book, Roma, A Star Is Born, and Vice.
Okay, let me tell you who is going to.
I'm sensing
to.
A theme here.
Okay,
if I
ready?
Could just do my little bit, I'm sensing a little bit of a theme here. Black Panthers, Bohemian Rhapsody, The Green Book. The Red Roma. What is this? A freaking rainbow show?
It's actually. Wow. This is. I'll let you know who it goes to. It goes to The Favorite. I mean, everyone's favorite. Bryan Singer. So Bryan Singer is going to take this one home like he did with the last one because it's his time to win.
Mm-hmm. It's actually absolutely his time.
Time's up, everyone. It's time for Bryan to win. Bryan Singer.
And it's a little bit of a makeup award, I think, for X-Men Apocalypse.
Oh, exactly. Absolutely.
Yeah,
people feel bad because of they didn't get to give him the award.
Yes.
And so they say give him award for new movie.
Yeah. Yep.
That's basically how a lot of this a lot of the winnings happen is director makes movie that doesn't get award, and people feel bad and say, give him award for next movie.
Yep. And yeah. It's okay to do things that are wrong as long as you do something that is
which
right.
is what you learned with this your political, politics.
Yes,
so how much money? Method. How much money are we going to give him personally?
We're going to give it to Bryan Singer? This isn't
how
a bet.
Do we give it to him?
Venmo well, him? I mean, you have the contact.
Well, I would meet.
Yeah, at least
I met him with a group of young boys who are really close to him and would go to his house all the time. So I guess mm-hmm. I could just find.
Sort of, they were sort of a human shield.
Oh, God. So you go to Brian, Tommy, and Tyler.
Yeah, let's say their names are Brian, Tommy, and Tyler, and they're these nubile boys I used to hang out with. And
hubba hubba.
Anyway, so yeah, I guess I could figure out how to give him the money through them. But I think probably deserves about $1,000.
Yeah. Yes, he does! Yeah,
let's all give him $1,000.
All right. Is that okay? You're okay? You can do that, right? Because I mean, I was told that Rod was going to be putting up all the money and was going to be feeding it.
Rod, okay, let's do a rundown. You're giving Rachel Weisz $40. You're giving Richard E. Grant $100. You're giving Melissa McCarthy $40. Wait. You're giving Bryan Singer $72. You're giving Pastian Nosferion, Aziz Ansari, $55. You're giving Robbie $72. You're giving Spike TV $57. And here comes Bryan again with $1,000, making his grand total $1,072. You're giving Bryan Singer.
I thought these were bets.
No, you're getting.
It is. Yeah, it was. Yeah, you bet you're gonna get all that money.
Hey, well,
Rod, did you not hear Hayes' story about the money wanting some friends?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Money needs a mentor.
And that mentor is Bryan Singer. What else have we got going on here?
Well, okay, so those are our predictions. If we're right, then you know the drill. We now are going to take some questions to end the show with from some audience.
Question music.
Zazu, like the Zazu. SNL.
Zazu.
Zazu. I'm 50. I'm 50. I'm 50. I'm 50.
Okay, so what? Okay, this question comes from Roy G. Biv CC on Instagram.
What is this, the freaking rainbow show?
Yeah, that's great.
What do you call me? Kiss your mother's that mouth? Go off.
All right. What good movie show?
Good movie show.
Okay.
It shows on the silver and it shows on the small. Yeah, next question, baby.
No, Clay's right.
What is a good movie that is a show? Hey. MASH.
All movies.
All movies that show.
Oh.
I am sort of a movie man.
Okay.
A good movie show.
All movies
show.
Have to show.
Yeah.
True. Oh.
If they don't show you, then what the fuck are you looking at? Mm-hmm. Next question.
Okay, this
they have to show you the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, let's just think this one through.
Yeah, easy.
Okay, yes.
In America, in China, they do not have to show you the movie.
Okay, so American movie.
Yes,
are,
they have to show.
That's a good movie show.
Yes,
American movie. Show. Okay, so Janelle Solier, what's the most offensive sequel to ever be released?
Offensive.
Sequel. Offensive.
Ted 2.
Yeah, easily.
Uh-huh.
There's so many gross jokes.
He is
in there.
Before you even go in the movie.
Yeah.
He is. Jacking off.
So yeah, that's
into the poster.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know that is that before the movie actually starts, there is stuff in the movie that's not being on the screen of the bear jacking off.
And if you remember, he was using a urinal in the first poster.
Yeah, yeah. Clay's grossed out.
But I don't like this gross out humor.
But this is like an insider thing. He was jacking off into the urinal.
I'm just laughing.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, God.
I'm laughing just thinking about that crude comedy.
Yeah.
Okay, this comes from Alex Kavutsky. Okay. Why aren't there any dogs in Dog Day Afternoon? Because of SAG.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, there was a strike where there could only be man and woman actor.
Mm-hmm.
And so no dog.
And they also, Milo and Otis came out around then.
Yeah.
And they used up.
Most of the animals were killed in that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Most animals were dead. Okay. Mm-hmm. Bim Cohen.
What'd she say?
Have any of y'all kissed on accident?
I kissed.
Not on an accident. I think we've probably kissed like on purpose. And even though we love, what do we love, Clay?
You know, kissing and telling secrets and rubbing noses.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've all kissed.
Yes. Yeah. Max B y'all says best kiss probably in a movie, right? Or he just says best kiss.
Yes, probably. Well, this has actually been settled many times by MTV.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Which is Martin Scorsese's channel to compete with Spike TV. Yeah. It is Martin TV.
Yeah.
And every year, he has these awards, and the final one is the best kiss of the movie.
Biggest kiss.
Mm-hmm. And it's often Tobey Maguire and Kirsten Dunst from Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Almost every time.
But my favorite kiss is my brother when he kisses his wife.
That's beautiful.
Okay, next question.
Okay. Okay, hold on.
Oh, wow.
Okay, when you see art, what do you feel / think? That's from California Emmett.
Wow.
California Emmett. Okay, so let me guess right here. Okay.
Oh, no. We have a lot of questions.
Well, pick the best ones, my guy.
Okay.
What was that question again? What do I feel when I look at art?
When you see art.
Okay. Well, sometimes I get horny because sometimes they put boobies in art. So, like, there's that question getting answered.
All right. Fuck, marry, kill.
Huh?
This is from Mick Nanley. Fuck, marry, kill. Nutman, River Peeper, or Banksy?
Okay.
You know it's for me. It's gonna be River Peeper for me.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing.
Wait, which one is that?
No. You definitely fucked the Nutman.
I would be concerned that if you marry Banksy, as soon as you say I do, he will shred you as a statement.
That's true. So you don't want to marry. You want to kill Banksy. Mm-hmm. So really, we got to figure out: do you marry Nutman or do you marry or River Peeper? I'm fucking River Peeper.
Why fucking River Peeper? Why not the Nutman?
I love the Nutman, and I would get married to the Nutman.
I'm fucking the Nutman.
Here's my thing about the marrying the Nutman. Why buy the cow? You know what I mean?
That's true. So, Hayes is going to fuck the Nutman. I'm going to fuck the Nutman. Who's else fucking the Nutman?
I'm fucking River Peeper and marrying Nutman because Nutman gets hit in the nuts.
Okay.
So.
Well, he owns a nut factory.
Well, he gets hit in the nut. He owns the nut factory.
And his wife puts on the yoga pants.
That's why his name's
That means
Nutman.
No sex for a nut man. Next question.
Well, what's your favorite movie? That's from Diego Akira Rico.
Okay.
What's your favorite movie?
Tell me right now. Dark Knight. Easy.
Okay.
Word on, what's your favorite movie?
Lord of the Rings.
Okay.
The Two Towers.
All right.
Batman 3, Batman Rising.
Huh?
Yeah, that's Clay. My favorite one. And if you notice, it is one better than Dark Knight.
Because it's number three.
It's the third one.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, mine's clearly Batman again.
Okay. This is from Hell J. Hammock. Best painting.
Okay. It's tough to even answer this question because even hearing the name Alan Hammock is making me go to sleep.
Because of that gentle hammock?
It's really making me relax thinking
that's
about,
so nice
about Alan Hammock.
Yeah, you're right. So I don't know.
We all agree it's the painting from the Bird Box. Next question, baby!
It is the painting
from the Bird Box.
The painting she does
in the beginning of Bird Box.
Or Banksy when he has the guy serving McDonald's, but in the back room it's Exxon Oil. Wow.
Yeah.
Serving.
Yeah.
I love anything Banksy does.
Banksy's the best.
Spit it out, my man!
Hurry up!
Hurry up, come on,
hit
my
it.
Man!
Okay, what is your...
Hey, wait. Find the hardest hitting question you can find in there. You really hit it hard, and don't pull any punches. I can take it.
Hardest question, okay.
The hardest question that's going to affect me the most.
This is from Tinderbot.
Okay, wait. Okay, so this is Tinder. So let me play some soft, sensual music.
And this is the last question.
This is the last question, so let's play the softest music I can find. And that is this right here. Okay, everyone has a whisper voice, and I play the softest music I have.
Okay. Tinderbot says, what is your favorite director cameo in own movie? Genius joke.
Okay. I don't know if you noticed this, But some of my favorite directors just like kind of pass through the background mm-hmm. of movies.
Or Martin Scorsese goes, I'm gonna fucking kill my wife. I'm gonna fuck her too. And yeah. then Taxi.
Yeah, so my favorite is like kind of a subtle one where you barely even know it's happening, where Quentin Tarantino shows up in Pulp Fiction and says the N-word.
Yeah,
he's a lot.
Cool. He's oh, yeah. cool.
You barely yeah. see him.
And you're like, such hold on, hang on a second. Was that guy? You have to pause it.
Yeah.
Just as he's saying the N-word for like the fourth or fifth time.
I love that he's just like, got oh, these balls that, yeah. with his directing.
Wow. I read one of his scripts, and sometimes he's in it when you're not thinking of it. It mm-hmm. says, me, off screen, N-word. And I was like, that's such a brave
choice. And I'm like, the balls on this guy.
The cojones.
Yeah, so I love that. Yeah mm-hmm. I agree yeah. with Hayes.
Mm-hmm. We all agree with Hayes because he has right. the stones yeah, yeah. to say it.
Yeah, he finally has those stones. So.
Hayes is brave. Stones.
It's any time Quentin Tarantino is saying the N-word on the side of a yeah. movie that he's
not
in.
Even in the movie.
Yeah, he's great.
Gets his megaphone and goes, it's time to say it.
You can't really see him, but you can see like the expulsion of air from him saying yeah, the word so hard.
Well, a lot of
so,
people
like,
don't
the
know.
The leaves on a bush will like flutter a little bit.
Or it's cold and you see the breath.
Yes. No, or like
yeah, you could and definitely
and
see in
Hateful
breath.
Eight, of course, right. it's very cold. And so like, you can see a window yeah. fog up.
Here's yeah. a secret. Sometimes you want to show how hot it is, so you get put a lighter underneath the lens, and it gives this wavy thing. Hmm. But they just say, hey. Quentin Tarantino, sit below the camera and just think about the N-word. Mm-hmm. And he gets so heat up with excitement, it gives him the whirly lines. But my favorite director in any movie is when it starts on the scene and there's some powder on some table.
Mm.
And you're like, what's yes. this? Is this a big Coke movie? And then you realize it's the pasta. And then you see the hands and it says, directed by Aziz Ansari. And you're like, it's an Aziz Ansari joint, and then you see him flipping the pasta in the air, and he goes, "This is Aziz, baby. Let's play some Italian music, baby. Italian music."
It's more addictive than drugs is the pasta Nina.
Yeah. Yes. Wow, this is really addictive. This is Coke. Wait, this is not Coke. This is not addictive at all. Wait, it's the pasta. No, this is very addictive, especially when you have Aziz Ansari's hands in it.
Yeah.
Rod, what's your favorite?
Oh, I mean. Now that all I can think about is Pastiano right now.
Yeah.
I just love that Pastiano.
His favorite director is the Pastiano going directly into his mouth.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I think we did. I think we did a good job here.
I think we did it too. But before we go, we need to figure out something. I have something I need to tell you, Clay.
Oh, okay. 1 second. Stop on the recording.
Or don't you don't no, have to no, stop?
No, feels no. like it's not for the show.
Wait,
I think.
Wait.
Yeah.
Hey. Stop the recording, please, and hand me that piece of paper while you. Okay, he stopped it. And
if you could do it without showing.
No. The you know.
If you could do it without showing, Rodney Mays.
Okay. What do you want to show me?
I just don't want them to know about it.
Okay. What is it?
Well, I found out about this thing.
What did you find out about?
It's called HelloFresh.
Okay.
It's really good.
Wait, you lost me here, pal. You gotta win me back.
It's a meal kit delivery service that shops, plans, and delivers step-by-step recipes.
You said what?
It delivers step-by-step recipes and pre-measured ingredients so you can just cook.
No, here's the thing.
So you can just cook.
Shut up.
What?
I don't like cooking because when I go with cook, I have too much ingredients. I have all this bok choy.
But they send you the perfect amount of ingredients so you can cook, eat, and enjoy.
What? Yeah. Can you do me a favor?
What?
Can you mention
I can't have Rodden Hayes hear about sorry. This deal because it's too
no,
good.
Can you do me a favor, though? I'm still lost on this. Can you mention a minimum of 4 bullet points from the selection outline above? Something from maybe the goals, the enjoyability, and the easy and the deliciousness of it. But hey, please feel free to use more than 4 if you want. So pick 4 bullet points here to really sell me on this.
Okay.
Do you need music for it?
Hold on.
Okay, sorry.
I don't want music because I can't talk loud because I don't want Hayes and Rod to hear.
But maybe the music can drown them out.
But it also will probably drown us out.
That's why the bullet points.
Okay, well, I want to achieve my 2019 goal.
What's that?
My goal is to just sit and enjoy delicious food from my home-cooked meals that I get from HelloFresh.
That's my goal, too.
Okay, good.
That's exactly what I said on the New Year's. Wait, what did you say? Where is it?
I said I want to achieve my 2019.
Yeah, when it was going 10, 9, 8. 7. Oh, I hope I achieve my 2019 goal, which is easy, enjoyable, delicious home cooked meal from HelloFresh.
Yeah.
We have 3 more bullet points to do, at least.
Well, all I want to do is just get a meal where I can plan and shop and prep. But I don't want to do that, actually. I want someone else to do that.
So, we're 2 out of 4.
So HelloFresh does that. They plan, they shop, and they prep for me, and I just slap the crap on the stove. The other stuff I love is seasonal food. I like eggnog.
I love seasons. I love winter food. I love fall food. I love summer food. And I love the spring food.
Well, that's what's great about HelloFresh is they
sell me on it.
They think about those seasons before they give you the food, Clay.
Uh-huh.
And I'm afraid Rod can hear because it looks like his freaking mouth is watering.
Okay, we still have 2 more.
No, we don't.
We did 2 bullet points. We need at least 4.
I thought you guys did 3.
We've done 3.
Oh.
But really what's great is HelloFresh, Clay, makes conquering the kitchen in 2019 a reality with deliciously simple recipes. And you know how Rod loves cooking. This is why I don't want him to hear, because I think we should give him a promo code as a gift.
Well, what type of promo code can we give him, my guy?
Well, there's an easy, simple promo code. It's literally just go to the HelloFresh website and type in AACR80 and you'll get $80 off.
Wait, that's AACR, the number 8 and 0.
Yeah.
And you can host must voice unique HelloFresh vanity URL special offer and unique promo codes. Take advantage of HelloFresh special offer for 2019. Get $80 off your first month by going to HelloFresh.com/vanity URL, which our vanity URL is AACR, the number 8, the number 0. That's HelloFresh.com/AACR, the number 8, the number 0, also known as AACR80. Repeat offer, vanity URL, and promo code may also voice. It's not like receiving 8 meals free. Or you get $20 off your first 4 boxes. One more time, may also voice. It's like receiving 8 meals free, or you get $20 off your first 4 boxes. It's something like that, Whit.
Yeah, that's exactly what I mean.
Okay, then play us out, Playboy.
Can I just say, I have a podcast that does ads, and I'm a little worried that no company will ever do ads again after this.
What are you saying? Are you not excited about achieving your 2019 goal?
I just, at some point I have to protect myself and say, companies, please keep doing ads.
Listen, are you not sold that cooking at home is easy, enjoyable, and easy with HelloFresh, fresh pre-measured ingredients and easy-to-follow 6-step pictured recipe cards are delivered to your door each
week? We make sure we get the message across.
The message is HelloFresh is, okay, here's the message. The message is HelloFresh is a great, they mail you freaking food and you have to cook your crap. And then it's so easy and you learn stuff. You learn, this is what I learned. You cook kale with sour cream. What? That's weird. And it actually works. And how about you just, you do it yourself by going to HelloFresh.com/.
Now we're
going to
get a HelloFresh copy that says, please don't call the food crap.
It's not crap. It's really good. It's really delicious. And I hope you let them know that you are there because of us. Who are we? We are AACR80.
And please do that.
Go off, Whit!
Because if you do it, that's good. That has been another episode of the American Arts and Culture Review podcast. My name is Whitmer Thomas. I'm joined by Clay Tatum.
Don't forget to buy our dirty merch. You don't need a promo code for that.
We have our great number one guest, Hayes Davenport.
Thank you.
And our guest, our audience, number one audience member, Rodney Berry.
Thanks,
please,
guys.
Like and tell your friends to listen and review the podcast. And you're nice and you're cool. My name's Whit.
really good, Clay.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.